Okay, we're up to Siman Shin Ayiches Seif Beis, page 492. 492, Seif Beis. We learned about this in the past. We didn't mention in passing. Now we're learning the Ikar Sugya. Two courtyards, Zolif Nimizo. There are two courtyards, one within the other. So here I have on the table, to illustrate, we have here two Sfar. We have the green and the blue and the brown. So the green is one courtyard and the brown is another courtyard. The only way out to the street is through the brown. This is a dead end. If you live in this courtyard, you're locked in. The only way you can get from your courtyard out into the street is by walking through the outer courtyard. The green is the inner courtyard, the brown is the outer courtyard. Here the white is the Rishus HaRabim. You have to walk through the outer courtyard to get into the Rishus HaRabim. So the question is, if each courtyard makes their own Eruv Chatzeros, what have you accomplished? Even though the inner courtyard has their own Eruv Chatzeros, fine, they can carry among themselves, and the outer courtyard seemingly has their own Eruv Chatzeros, they can carry among themselves, but there is interference, because the people of the inner courtyard are going to trespass through the outer courtyard in order to get into the Rishus HaRabim, and that takes away the privacy of it being considered one Rishus. What's the lumdus of an Eruv Chatzeros? Why is it also to carry from a bayis to a courtyard? You're not allowed to go from an area that's exclusive to one person to an area that's shared by a group of people. So even though here we have a courtyard and there are 10 residents in the courtyard, they've all joined together in a single Eruv and it's all now one big happy family, but it still should be considered a public area because there are other people that are trespassing. They're not going to carry, that we're not going to let them do, of course, because they've not joined together in an Erev, but they have right of access. Shouldn't it make sense that right of access ruins the privacy of the outer courtyard? So the answer is, it depends. This is a lumdisha idea which is the way Chazal set up the rules. Let me explain everything else. I'm going to run through it very quickly. It all depends. The determining factor is, if the inner courtyard, are they themselves allowed to carry among themselves? If we have the inner courtyard, let me give you a very simple example, which is going to be important because we're going to have the idea later on. Let's say only one person lives in the inner courtyard. It's not the case here and here. I'll extrapolate in a moment, but this is a very good illustration of this halacha. If one person lives in the inner courtyard, is this one individual allowed to carry from his bayis to the courtyard? Absolutely. The bayis is a rishus that's exclusive to himself. The courtyard is an area that's exclusive to himself. There's no restriction whatsoever. But he has a right to trespass and walk through the outer courtyard. So the rule is, since this courtyard is a rishus that one is allowed to carry, who is allowed to carry? Not the people of the outer courtyard, but the people of the inner courtyard. It's a rishus that's muteres for carrying. Then trespass alone is not significant enough to ruin it for the outer courtyard. So if people in the outer courtyard, there are 10 people who live in the outer courtyard and they have made among themselves an Eruv Chatzeros among themselves, and they have not included the inner person, so the guy inside is not allowed to carry out, and the ones that are outside are not allowed to carry inside, but being that inside the inner courtyard, this individual himself is allowed the chatil to carry from his bayis to the chotzer, he will not ruin it for the people living in the outer courtyard. The chatchila, they can continue carrying, and he's allowed to walk through the outer courtyard into the Rishus HaRabim. But, let's say in the inner courtyard there are two people living, and these two people in the courtyard have not among themselves joined together in an Eruv Chatzeros. So they themselves are not allowed to carry from Erishus Hayochid, from the Bais, to the courtyard. They're not allowed to go. Now we already say this is Erishus Oiseres. It's an area where you're not allowed to carry. And in addition, they have right of trespass through the outer courtyard. Now the outer courtyard has been dissolved. The Eruv of the outer courtyard is ineffective. No one is allowed to carry in the outer courtyard because the people in the inner courtyard have ruined it for them. Let's see it inside. Shtei chatzeros zo lefnei mizo, one within the other. Upanim mitzvut tzucha lechitzoina. And the inner one is open to the outer one. V'achitzoina lemavon. And the outer one is open to the street. The yesh, lapni, mistrisa, saregal, alchitzon. The one that's inside has a right of trespass through the outer one. im erva pnimis la'atzma v'loy hachitzayna. Let's discuss the case where the inner one has made their own erva b'chatzeros, but v'loy hachitzayna, but not the outer one. Ol she'erva kolachas li'atzma, or they both made among themselves their own. Each one made their own erva b'chatzeros. But now this is an irrelevant point to our discussion. But the shachak echad me'achitzayna v'loy erav. But someone, even though there are 10 people in the outer courtyard, 9 joined together. One person forgot to join. So as far as we are concerned, the outer courtyard, the Erev is worthless because we're missing one person. So what are we left with? We are left with the inner Erev is good, the outer Erev is no good. So it's simple. Pnimis muteris, the inner one is okay. V'achitzoyna asura. And the outer courtyard is, of course, no good because there is no Erev among themselves. But just because the people of the outside have not joined together in a kosher Erev, that has no effect on the people inside, because the people outside do not have a right to trespass through the people inside. There's no way to go. If you're going into the courtyard, you're not going to get anywhere. So they have no business being there. They have no business being there just because they themselves may not carry among themselves. Even though they're open to the inner courtyard, there's a door, so what? They don't have to come in there. People inside in the courtyard have joined together. They're safe. We have no problem whatsoever. But here is the interesting case. Erva chitzoyna. But let's say the outer courtyard have joined together in a kosher of Erev. V'loy pinimis. But the people in the inner courtyard have not joined together. Oish erva kolachas liatzma v'shach echad liapinimis. Which basically means that the inner courtyard, the inner Erev is no good. It's invalid because a person forgot. V'loy erav. Now shteyen asuros. Even the outer courtyard. Kol, why they asur? So let's see the Mishnah where he says those words very precisely. Yud Aleph. The Kaimolon, because we are of the opinion, regel ha'asura b'mekom, it's an expression, a foot that is also in its own place, oiseres sheloi b'mekom. So this is the term, this is the halacha concept. Regel ha'asura b'mekom, oiseres sheloi b'mekom, kishayeshloi drisas regel sham, when you have right of trespass. So since the people on the inside, your only way to the free world is walking through the outside, and in the inside it's called a regel hoiseres, no one in the inside is allowed to carry from their bayis to the courtyard. No one's allowed to do that, to go from the bayis to the courtyard. So this is a contaminated area. We'll use those terms, contaminated. And this contamination spreads to the outer courtyard and contaminates them as well. Even though they have taken all the precautions, they have joined together in a single Erev, but the contamination is seeping through the outer courtyard because that's the only place they can possibly go. Okay, then we go to a new case, the last case.
When we were talking about earlier, the building.
The balcony case.
The balcony case.
Yeah.
The balcony case. It's the same thing, right? If the people in the balcony made an Erev between themselves and there's a courtyard,
right, so we reference.
They also made an Erev between themselves, everything's fine.
Yes, we cross reference. When we learned that halacha, I told you we're going to learn about this, and I laid out the basic yisod, so that you had to know this halacha to understand that halacha, and we did so. We explained that halacha there based upon the principle that we just learned over here. Okay, last case, erevu kolachas liatzma, kolachas muteris b'chatzer, but here's the beautiful principle. Let's say each one has joined together, the inner one has their own Erev, and the outer one has their own Erev. Mutter! Why is it mutter, but this trespass? The answer is trespass is not the problem. It's only a problem when they're contaminated, so to speak. There's no contamination, because the people on the inside in the courtyard are allowed to carry among themselves. They're allowed to carry from the bayis of the courtyard. So it's a mokayim, which is muteres. Even though they have a right to walk through the outer courtyard, that's not going to have any effect on the outer courtyard. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Erva kolachas liatz, kolachas muteres v'chaser, yud gimel, muteres, rotze loymar, she'ein ha'pnimi oyser al b'nei achitzayna, av she'yei shloy drisa saregel Allah, because they've joined together, because it's muteres. Okay, gimel. Sif gimel. Ervu, now let me tell you how very interesting halach, before we go further. This is in the Chazal. See, this is Gevaldik from Dirshu. I have all this whole new thing. We never know all this whole thing. So he brings down a fascinating thing from the Chazonish, and it appears to have an enormous number of applications, modern day applications. He Here's our case. So we're just on the principle. In the courtyard, out of the courtyard. Rishus HaRabim. The guys inside, the only way they can go out into the street, to the free world, is walking through the outer courtyard. If the people in Panimis have not joined together in Erev, even there are two people, and they didn't join together in Erev HaTzeiros, and the outer courtyard, let's say, has 100 people, and they painstakingly have joined together, they spent the whole day making a kosher Erev among themselves, they learned all the halachas, but these two shmegegis inside didn't join together, they ruined it! It's a regel hoiseres b'mekoyma. The contamination is going to seep through into the outer courtyard, and they're no good. Chazonish says, incredible chiddush. Let's say in between the inner courtyard and the outer courtyard is a carmelis.
It's a what?
A carmelis.
What's a
carmelis? It's a reshus. It's not here. It's not a reshus harabim. It's not a reshus hayochid. It's not a chotzer. Chotzer is a reshus hayochid. That's what a chotzer is. A chotzer is an area that has four walls. Right? It's four walls. It's a reshus hayachit. It's just that you need, in the reshus hayachit, you need to make an eruv chatzeros. A reshus harabim is an area which 600,000 people travel through. Then there's an area that doesn't have the qualifications. Not of a reshus harabim. You don't have 600,000 people. We're very lenient. We learned that goes back where we learned a long time ago, Hanukkah time. We learned about the reshiyach and reshus harabim. What's called a reshus? Let's take the very lenient approach. The very lenient approach is, in order to be called a reshus, you need 600,000 people. You don't have that, okay? But you don't. But it's not called a reshus hayach because there are no walls. It's an open beachfront. There are no walls. You don't have four walls, but no one's going here. What do you have? You have 50 people walking around roaming the streets. What's here? So the Chazanish says, let's say we have here in between our inner courtyard and the outer courtyard, and out here is the Rishos HaRabim, we have a carmelis. And the only way for the people in the inner courtyard to get out into the Rishos HaRabim is to walk through the carmelis, through the outer courtyard, into the Rishos HaRabim. So the Chazanish says the halacha does not apply. Even though here, the people over here in this courtyard have not joined together in an Eruv HaTzeiros, so this is called a Mokoim Hoiseres. It's a Mokoim which is Osur. And even though the only way for these people who are Osur is to get to the out to the Rosh Hashanah is through the outer courtyard, which they have rights to do, it's not going to ruin it for the people of the outer courtyard. This halacha that we've just learned is limited only when they're back to back. Inner courtyard, outer courtyard, Rosh Hashanah. The only way to get to the Rosh Hashanah is going from the inner to the outer to the Rosh Hashanah. And if you have not joined together in Erev Chatzeros, you are ruining it, you're contaminating the outer courtyard, no matter what. But if you have a buffer zone, and the buffer zone is a carmelis, the contamination is contained. It's not going to ruin it for the outer courtyard. The outer courtyard among themselves makes an Eruv HaTzeiros, and the inner people don't make an Eruv HaTzeiros, and there's a carmelis, and the only way for the inner people to get to the Rishram is walking all the way through. It's okay. You made your Eruv HaTzeiros, you are in business. You are okay. And he illustrates this with very common, this appears to have been the common, in ancient times, going back before America, where they had a little shtetlach, right? You have a little community. Maybe a bungalow colony, it doesn't need to be so far-fetched to be a bungalow colony. Or however, you have to really, every case is different, and you had the shul, you had people living in the shul. You had people surrounding the shul, and in the shul, and then you had a larger community. There were homes all over the place, and then there was an Eru, Tzuras HaPesach that surrounded the entire community. And everyone, of course, you have a whole community, people that live on the outside, and people that live in the shul, and you collect bread, or you have a host, and where do you put the Eruv HaTzeiros? You put the Eruv HaTzeiros in the shul. Word comes, or in the courtyard of the shul, let's say in the shul, even the courtyard of the shul, word comes that the Eruv is broken. Truck knocked down the posts. It was a storm, telephone lines fell down. No, Eruv is no good. Eruv is no good. So what do you, so you can't carry. Okay, we can't carry.
Just hang around the shul.
Oh, that's the thing. So you can't. Where can you carry? Wait, let's get one thing at a time. You can't carry. Let's get the whole situation. Okay, I want to just refine the case. You have a shul. In the shul, there are people that live, the shul is like a community center. You have the shul, and there are a whole bunch of residents that live in the shul. Whatever, people live in the shul, in apartments in this building. And there's like a courtyard in the shul where everyone comes together. And the air is stored in this complex. But then there are a lot of people who live on the outskirts in private houses. Word arrives in shul on Shabbos morning, there was a storm last night, and someone on the way to shul noticed that the big telephone wires that go around the city came crashing down. There's no electricity, whatever the story is. And that's it, you're not allowed to carry. Okay, you can't carry, no problem. Can't carry, push it, no shilas. Now the people that live in the complex of the shul itself, they want to know, well, fine, but we are still confined. Like, shul is a nice private little building with a nice little courtyard. Are we allowed to carry in the courtyard? Are we allowed to carry in the backyard of the shul? We all share this together. So l'chara, yeah, why not? Because the larger area is no good, but the smaller area is okay, and the eruv echatzeros is stored here. If you don't have access to your eruv, if the eruv give you, let me refine this. Let's say the eruv was not stored in the shul. The eruv was stored in one of the homes on the outskirts of on the perimeter of the city. Then no one can carry. Why can no one carry? Because even the people living in this complex, in the shul complex, don't have access to their eruv. That's not so simple because the eruv kicks in Shabbos. Eruv chatzeros will work no matter what. So let's say this happened before Shabbos began. Let me refine the case a little more. This whole situation happened before Shabbos began. Okay? Before Shabbos began. And the eruv is being stored in one of the homes that's far away. The people in the shul themselves are not allowed to carry in the courtyard of this central complex. Why not? Because they don't have even among themselves an eruv chatzeros. They don't have access to the eruv chatzeros. The eruv chatzeros is stored somewhere far away, and you're not allowed to carry to get there. Why are you not allowed to carry to get there? Because the main eruv of the city has fallen down. So you can't even get there. So just like the people who live in the city are not allowed to carry because they don't even have four walls, even the people that are centralized in an isolated area that do have walls, but they need to have an eruv chatzeros. And the eruv chatzeros they don't have access to because it's too far away. But what happens if the eruv chatzeros is being stored in the shul itself? Okay, you're in business. Because even though the people far away, don't have access, but we, this nice, close-knit group of 10 people, we all contribute to the serve, and we have four walls, we're all here, so we're okay. Here's the problem. Chazon Ish has the problem. Why? But everyone in the community has rights to come into this courtyard, not just these 10 people. This is the shul. This is the community center. This is where everyone comes. So the fact that everyone comes here is just like people in the inner courtyard have right of trespass to the outer courtyard, and the people on the inside are usher, they will contaminate the situation for the people in the outer courtyard. So since in the larger area of the community the eruv has fallen down, and those people are not allowed to carry, they are people who are contaminated, so to speak. And the people, they have a right, they pay their dues, their community dues, they have a right to come into the inner courtyard of the shul of this inner block. And in this inner block, let's say there are 10 people living there, they are isolated, they are closed. No one should be allowed to carry. Not even the people of the inner block, because of the inner block, even though it's technically everything would be okay, because they are enclosed within four walls, and the air of bread for them is still inside, but being that there are people who are no good, who are contaminated, have right of access into this inner area when they come to daven, do whatever they need to do, it should ruin it. Right? It should ruin it. But yet it appears, like this is a devar pasha, this situation appears to have happened many times, Chazon Ish says, it's devar pasha, that's mutter. Why is it mutter? You know why it's mutter? It's because it's like this case. The inner courtyard, outer courtyard, is a buffer zone of a carmelis. The people from the outside, that's right, they can't carry. They're living in homes. when they want to come into shul and bring their contamination into shul, into this, they're walking through the Carmelis. Being that there's no Eruv in this, the outer community, the whole city has a shem Carmelis. So when they go from their home into the shul, they're going from a Rishus HaYachid through a Carmelis into the inner courtyard. And whenever you have a buffer of a Carmelis, the whole rule does not apply. So it's a fascinating insight. It's not in the Mishnah Berurah anywhere. See, this is a gewaltige thing that they've done. Their shul, their supplement, because this is something which you know you don't typically put up. To bring in this whole new halacha, this whole new idea, which comes into this halacha. Okay, now let's go to halacha gimel.
Wait, so you're saying so that it's no longer considered a rishus rabbi, but it's a carmelis?
A carmelis is a unique rishus. It's not here, it's not there. It does not have four walls. So it cannot be called a rishus hayochit. But it does not have the conditions of a rishus harabim. So it's in between, it's not here, it's not there. It gets the leniencies of both. The leniencies, it has its own laws. You're not allowed to carry in a Carmelis more than four amos. But it's not called a Rishus Saram. There are many applications. We're just taking this idea and we're applying it here to this very unique case of two courtyards back, the inner, the outer, and the Carmelis in the center, and this entire situation, how we deal with it. And this is a very nice Kiddush of the... Yeah.
Of the Dose of the Hazanich.
Yes.
Okay, so in this concrete situation of an inner courtyard and an outer courtyard.
Correct.
Without extending it into the shul in the city example, but just really a literal inner courtyard and outer courtyard, what would a Carmelis be? What's an example of a Carmelis up between an inner and an outer courtyard in a...
Just say an open street.
Or an alleyway or something.
Yeah. Any open area that does not have four walls and has public access. Public access, but you're living in a little, not it's not a Grand Central Station. It's just an open area.
Let me say all the streets connected to Sharam or Sharam.
That's a very complicated issue. Rav Moshe appears to say yes. Rav Moshe, it seems, what I understand, from what I've heard, I don't know anything, so don't quote me on anything. Rav Moshe holds that Rav Moshe of the opinion in Brooklyn you can make an Erev. Because he holds that Brooklyn is a Rishus Harab. This is his Chiddush. There are 3 million near. This is a very big Chiddush, Rav Moshe. There are 3 million people in a certain area of a certain distance. The entire area is called a Rishus Harabim, and that means even a dead end street where you don't have 600,000 people traveling also has a shame, is a connected to a Rishus Harabim, and you cannot make an Erev there. Unless you have Talai, unless you make it non to Shram. The Minhag Olam. You do certain things. You have to do certain extreme things in order to make an error in Rishus Ram. It appears that even the people who are very Machmir, follow Rav Moshe, and hold, let's say that Brooklyn is called a Rishus Haram Doiraisa, do not go so far and accept the Chumrah of not allowing to make an Erev on a dead end street. If you go up all the dead end streets over here in this community, you'll notice they all have Eruvim. How can they all have Eruvim? According to Rav Moshe, you know, they're all open, they're all connected to a Rishus Harabim. They're open to a Rishus Harabim. They also are Rishus Harabim. So it appears that there are many people that don't go that far in adhering to the stringency of Rav Moshe with regard to the laws of Eruvim.
Can you do that?
I don't know.
Except part of the halacha, not except the other part.
Well, I guess puk chazi ma dvar.
Pick and choose.
Nothing very arbitrary.
Like, I'm not going to hold like
Rav. Look, Eruv is very. No. It could be. There are different. Can I told you? I don't know anything. It's very complex. Laws of Eruv in metropolitan areas are extremely complex. There are many opinions, and in the opinions, there are many opinions. And you go there many, many levels. And there are different rabbanim that have different opinions, and obviously the people that do this, they do what they want to do. Okay, let's go further. Gimel. I want to finish, we must finish this simon, Gimel. Erev biyachat v'nasu erev b'chitzoinav nukes. Erev biyachat. Let's say they all join together biyachat. And until they, we'll come to that later on, until they rectify the situation. And here's the case, new case, going back to some case. We have here two courtyards, inner courtyard, outer courtyard. In this situation, they all want to do the right thing. They all want to be one big happy family. They all join together in one large communal area. Wonderful. What more can you possibly want? Now they can carry food from inner to outer. This is the ideal situation. Problem. One person forgot to contribute. One person from the entire group. And one more time, Gimel B'yachad, V'nasa Yivu Mechitzayna. And where did they put the bread, the basket, in the outer courtyard? But then they discovered that someone, V'shochach Echad Bey Menapdim, V'shbey Menachitzayna, V'lo Eraf, Shtein Asuros. If one person from whether the inner or the outer forgot to contribute, no one is allowed to carry. Why not? Now let's analyze the situation. Why not? Let's say someone from the outer courtyard forgot to contribute. So you know what? Let's cut them off. You forgot, you shemazel, you forgot, and cut you off. The people, everyone in the inner courtyard contributed. They're all good. So why can't they at least carry in the inner courtyard among themselves? The answer is they don't have access to the Erev. Why don't they have access to the Erev? Because the Erev is not being stored inside, it's being stored outside. And outside in this courtyard, you can't carry anywhere. Because a guy in the outer courtyard did not contribute. So since this is a reshus where you definitely can't carry, because here, someone over here messed up, and the people on the inside don't have access to their bread, no one's allowed to carry. But what's going to be the obvious inverse of this case? Let's say the Erev is stored inside, in the inner courtyard, and someone forgot to contribute. So now it depends. Who forgot? If someone inside forgot to contribute, everyone's messed up. Why is everyone messed up? Because the people inside can't carry, because someone forgot, and the people on the outside, even though we're all good, we all contributed, but we don't have access. Even if we'll shut the door, we don't have access to our Erev. Why don't we have access to our Erev? Because inside you can't carry. Inside no one's allowed to carry. But here's the catch. Let's say someone from the outside forgot to contribute. They all want to join together in one large communal Erev. And the Erev is going to be stored inside. And someone from the outside forgot to contribute. So what's the law? The outside, they're finished because someone forgot. But the people inside can shut the door and say, get lost, you're out. Among us, we all contributed and we have access to our bread, so we're going to carry. And you're not going to be able to carry because someone from the outside has. So in this situation only, where they're all joined together and the Erev is stored inside, and the one who forgot is someone from the outside, there is a partial solution. We can close them off. The inner people can continue to carry, and the person and people on the outside cannot carry. That's what it's going to be. If the Erev is stored on the outside, there's no hope, no matter what. The shachach echad person bein min apnimis bein min hachitzayin v'lo erav shtein asuros ad sheyivatel reshus, until they rectify the situation, which we'll learn about later on. V'imnas nirov b'pnimis, the Erev was still on the inside. The shachach echad min apnimis v'lo erav, and someone on the inside forgot shtein asuros, both of them are asur. So someone from the inside forgot. We're finished. Aval shachach echad minachitzayna v'loy erav pnimis luteres, because the inner one can just lock the door, as it says in Mishnah Berurah Yudzayin. The yechayla hila stalek miachitzayna. Here's an expression which is a very popular expression of the Gemara. De ochado ledosha. You can shut its door. De ochado ledosha. You can shut your door and lock out it from the outside, and everything is fine. Okay, halacha.
If you all shut the door, they would have access.
It means theoretically. It means it doesn't mean to physically close the door. It means that the people on the inside are in halacha really isolated.
But that's what I'm saying is because the people on the outside stored their eruv on the inside,
right.
They have access to the inside. And
no, they don't have access to the inside. They can't even carry because since among them someone on the outside forgot. Someone from the outside forgot. So they have not joined together. They are threatening because someone forgot. They are threatening to ruin it for everyone. So their threat is because because the air is being stored inside, it's like we welcome you into our homes. We're all one big happy family. But now, if we're going to proceed with that approach that we're all one big happy family, no one can carry. If we're all one big happy family and one person forgets, everyone is out in the dark.
Big unhappy family.
So what are we going to do? We're going to say, you know what? You're not part of our family. Get lost. You're out. You're not part of our family. The Chodel Desha means you want to be part of our family. You understand? So, yeah.
What I'm saying is, I'm trying to get the difference because before we were saying if they have separate Eruvim,
yeah,
and this one decides not to have an Eruv.
Yeah.
This one has an arrow, but
right.
Now we're saying they're trying to
join together, right.
But they're storing it on the inside. So there's
right.
Nine people that contributed from the outer courtyard that stored it inside.
Right, right.
They were contributing with the intention that they're
exactly.
Going to be able to come
exactly.
The
so therefore, but if one of them messes up, if
right.
One of them, so make believe this it's not two, make believe it's one big courtyard. Make believe we take away the wall in between the two. Make believe it's one big courtyard. And one person forgets. What is the law?
Okay.
No one can carry.
So
that's really what has happened here. We're joining together. Everyone's contributing. All in one big happy family. Oh, someone from the outside forgot. Oops, sorry. So all the people on the inside can't carry. Right? That's the logical result. The people on the inside say, no, I have a solution. You know what the solution is? Look, we have four walls among ourselves. The only reason why we're joining together is because there's a door. The door is a door. The door doesn't mean that we all have to be one big happy family. A door means we have an option. If we want, we could be one big happy family. If we want, we can be two separate families. So since over here, if we will be one big happy family, everyone is going to be ruined. Everyone is going to suffer. So you know what? We won't be one big happy family. We'll be our own family. And you'll be your own family. You have not contributed. We all among ourselves have contributed. And the bread is stored here inside. This happens to be some extra bread.
That belongs to you.
But so what? So very good. So with storage, we won't charge you rent. We'll charge you rent. It's storage. But it doesn't just because your bread, just because your bread is being stored in our courtyard doesn't mean anything. It's not so good. So there's a couple of pieces of bread that we're going to store in our courtyard. It doesn't have any significance.
But don't they have to be maskim that you're storing their bread for them and they don't have access to it?
That's what this concept means. No, we can say to you, you have no right to ruin our lives. The achadah l'doshas is a very rude term. We will shut our doors in your face. You have no right to ruin our lives. We, without you, would have been fine. You want to join us for your benefit. As long as you will have your benefit will not be a detriment to us, we'll take you in. But if as soon as you're going to cause problems to us because someone forgot, then you know what? We'll be kind enough to store the bread, your extra bread for the remainder of Shabbos. You can come get it when Shabbos is over. But as far as we're concerned, we're not one big happy family. We're two separate families. And everyone from our family has contributed. And the bread is in one basket. It's long over here. So we'll all eat among ourselves. We'll all carry among ourselves. You're not part of our family. You're not part of our family. You're in the courtyard. You didn't join with us. And you don't have right of access. You don't have to walk through our rishus in order to get to the street. We're the inner, you're the outer. So goodbye, good luck.
If you want to join next time, make sure number 10 comes along.
Exactly. Okay, so that concludes this halacha. So we'll stop here with Dalid.